Over the past month and a half, it has been really nice to sit here in the studio and receive all the different announcements of events that are going on. After basically a year, almost a year and a half of having virtually no community calendar of coming events because of the pandemic, that is changing this year. And it's changing in a big way, and it's nice as people strive to get back to normality. And one of those events that is coming up Labor Day weekend at the Taconic Ridge Farm. It's Grillsdale 2021, and actually Grillsdale has two different portions to it this year. Let us speak right now once again to Joanna Varello, the founder of Grillsdale. Joanna, it's nice to speak to you again.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks.
You must be excited as all get out and go at that Labor Day weekend. You get to perform what really has turned into a great event in our area.
Yeah, we're super excited, my partner Barbara and I, to do a special edition of Grillsdale 2021 on Labor Day weekend, and it's two nights.
Yeah, I like what you call it on your post race here. Twice the grills, double the thrills.
Yeah. So we're going to do a new thing called the Winner's Dinner on Saturday night with a former Grillsdale winner, Chef Bobby Helen from Otto's Market in Germantown. He's going to prepare an epic meal, and he's going to cook that at the farm, and we're going to have people arrive, and they've reserved tables, and there's a bar, and they'll have a dinner, and they can languish there as long as they like all night until we start the bonfires.
And then let's talk a little bit about part two in this, and that is the Honky Tonk Barn Dance.
Oh, yeah. So, because it's Labor Day weekend, and people have guests here in the Hillsdale, Copake area, the Rogin area, I'm looking for something to do that's a little bit more active. So, the Honky Tonk Honky Tonk Barn Dance and Barbecue will feature barbecue from the Hillsdale Fire Company, but we'll also have the Juke Drifters, which has Jim White in it, and he's the organizer of the Old Tone Music Festival. And playing with his band will be Cindy Cashdollar, who's a 5-time Grammy winner. Steel lap guitar player. I'm really excited to see her play.
It's you know, it's interesting to see you take Grillsdale this year and turn it basically into two events over a couple of days. Are tickets sold for individual days, or can people buy all-inclusive tickets?
Oh, you know what? I didn't make a package ticket. That's okay. A good idea. I should have. But most people who have bought tickets to the dinner have bought tickets to the Honky Tonk Barn Dance the next night. So you cannot buy a package, but you can buy them each individually through Eventbrite or our website at grillsdale.com.
And it's a very simple website to navigate, very, very easy to find to get your tickets. And also, seeing as it's Labor Day weekend, what I think is pretty great to have it, you actually can get tables for up to 8 people, right?
Yes. We designed it so we made a group table package for 8, you and your family, your friends that are visiting. You just come in, it's so easy. You buy a table, you show up, and we seat you in a garden. You could be spread out all over the farm. It's a large farm, it's 8 acres. And then you just enjoy the feast and the sunset.
And then let's go to the barn dance. By the way, tickets are available very easily online at grillsdale.com. But then you've got the barn dance at the Taconic Ridge Farm, same place, but of course it's going to be on the 5th from 4 till 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And what's great about this is you very rarely would get to see somebody like Cindy Cashdollar appear in this area and at the same time, at the price that you're going to have, and also to help what goes on with Grillsdale.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to have at the barn dance one aspect that's really special is a gentleman named Alex Udis, who's a dance caller. So the band will be playing in the barn, you can imagine, and then Alex will be on stage calling dances for people to dance to, like line dances, and he's giving lessons. I've seen them do this numerous times. It's really interactive, and it's fun for the crowd.
And you're going to have, once again, barbecue dinners available, and you also have a cash bar, beer, wine, and also light refreshments. So let's get back to the original conception of Grillsdale for people that might have gotten out of their mind. What was the original thought about Grillsdale, the conception of it, and now what it's grown into for 2021?
The original concept was to have a giant, bountiful festival of food made by chefs in the area, in the Rojan area and the Berkshires, in Rojan Park. And that festival, over the last 6 years, in 2019 it grew. It was so large. It was great. We were so happy to have it be so successful. And then, as you know, the pandemic came, COVID, and we had to pivot like everybody else, and we had to do something different. So last year we offered a small dinner at Taconic Ridge Farm with Chef Daniel Sabia. And then we did a pig roast at West Taconic Diner. And then we did something with Jacuterie, an event at the Little Apple Cidery in Hillsdale. So we've spread out into these little satellite events. We call them pop-ups. And that's where we are right now.
Oh, I think what's great, you know, we have a show on the weekend where we go over different events hosted by nonprofits. And what we've been saying all summer long is that nonprofits and organizations that put together events like this, to have 1 year taken away from what they normally do can be disastrous, but to have 2 years in a row, it's even worse. But what you did, I think, by switching on the fly to pop-ups last year is obviously, I think, going to help you. And people now, for this year, with Grillsdale going at full speed and having two events on Labor Day weekend, people are now aware of that, and it's not a big change for them.
Yeah, it's a brand. Grillsdale's become a brand in the area, and they recognize the fact that they know good chefs will be at the events, and they know the food will be amazing, and they know they'll have fun. So whether it's the giant one in Rojan Park or a pop-up, I think people can count on Grillsdale delivering.
Now, the event, Grillsdale event, once again, you're asked to wear a mask into the venue and keep it on until you're seated at your reserved area or during pickup. Also, social distancing should be practiced in all areas to ensure. But also, parking. Parking is available. Let's talk a little bit about that because I know that concerns some people. Where's the parking for this?
So the venue, Taconic Ridge Farm, is on Route 23, right near Four Brothers in Hillsdale. And right next to the driveway, there's a large grass lot that holds a lot of cars. So that is where the parking is. You park on the grass lot, and then you walk up the driveway, you cross a bridge, and you're at the event.
Now, I know you've got your website, grillsdale.com. Is there any telephone number where people call, or should everything be done through the website, tickets and information and like that?
You can do everything through the website, but I believe my number is online. And I do get a few phone calls, and I don't mind talking to people. So,
I think, once again, sitting here and seeing all this come back and getting people used to going out and socializing again, even though there's some masking requirements and everything like that, is such a big step forward to returning people's lives to normal. And that's what makes events like this even more important this year, Grillsdale, and the founding thought of Grillsdale, of people getting together and having a great time. I just think I'm glad to have you back full force this year.
Thank you, Marshall. We're really happy to do it, and we look forward to throwing it on Labor Day weekend. You should come up and visit.
Well, if I can get away from the station, I'll see if I can do that. But
hey, Marshall, there's two things I want to mention, just throw out there. You know, Copaic and Hillsdale is becoming a real culinary little, you know, capsule. And there was a new restaurant that opened up on 23 called Zinnia's Dinette. And I just want to encourage everybody to stop by. It's a little bit of a New England fish camp scene, but the food's amazing. The other thing is the Old Tone Music Festival is coming back, and they're going to be on the weekend, I think, of September 11th. And Hillsdale has a workshop experience kind of scene going on that you can find out about if you go to homechef.com or hillsdalegeneralstore.com. There's so much going on in Hillsdale right now. And I love your enthusiasm about people returning to normalcy and doing things. There's a new retreat in Hillsdale called the Sylvan Motor Lodge. It's a wonderful place. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody in Hillsdale who's working really hard during this difficult time to make things seem normal.
You know, years ago, 15 years ago, I lived in Hillsdale. And I can tell you right now, 15 years later, Hillsdale is not, I mean, you have the same great people living there, but the businesses that have come in there and the restaurants and the market and of course, the Home Chef and you add Girlstown, there is a lot to do in that tiny little town that wasn't there a mere 10, 15 years ago.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I think it's great. It signifies what's been going on here in Northwest Connecticut and in Massachusetts, and now extending up that 22 corridor, basically really all the way from Amenia, New York, to Hillsdale and beyond. So you guys have done a great job up there putting all this together.
I mean, they're going to have live music at the Road Jam Brewing Company soon. It's just, I feel like a dream has come true, that this town is just culturally, you know, very active, and everybody loves great food, and everybody loves to go out and do things.
Well, keep up the good work, and once again, Labor Day weekend, two parts, Grillsdale, and then the concert, and more information is on the website, grillsdale.com. Thanks for joining us again this morning. It's great to speak to you.
Thanks, Marshall. Take care, and have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's nice to have these events coming back, and get out there and partake in them.